Okay, today is May 22nd, 2005, at 5:20 p.m. I'm Ryan Gemmell, and am interviewing Mr. David Mary on the topic that our class will be having this year. Okay, are you aware of the topic that we have, Mr. Mary?
Yes.
Okay, so on to the... Okay, now on to the first question. How long have you been in Hillsboro?
Currently, it's been about 4.5 years.
Okay, how long have you been a sheriff at this city?
I've been a deputy sheriff for a year now.
Okay, have you had any similar jobs to this type of a topic?
Like law enforcement?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
What did you do?
I was in the Coast Guard for 20 years, and probably about 11 of those years I've been a boarding officer.
Okay, can you explain to me what you did within those jobs?
In the Coast Guard, used to board commercial fishing vessels, commercial freight ships and tankers, and also pleasure boats to enforce the federal laws.
Okay. Along with the Coast Guard, have you been in the Coast Guard within Hillsboro in the past 4 years?
No. There's no Coast Guard in Hillsboro.
Okay.
The closest I was to here was Astoria, Oregon.
Okay. Now, within the past year of your sheriff duties, what was the most common crime that you arrested people for?
Fraud and ID theft.
Any interesting stories that you would like to share?
The most common crime I've investigated has been ID theft and fraud. The most common crime I've made arrests on has just been theft in general. The most interesting theft I did was a shoplifting investigation in Target from Beaverton Hillsdale, where they had a bunch of DVDs stolen, and they had the guy on video, and they also, he was arrested just a couple days before in Sherwood Target for the same crime, and he had been trespassed from all Targets. I was able to go to where he lives, and after about three times of going there, on the third time, he was actually at home, and I actually arrested him at that time. I've also made three DUI arrests, and those are always fun, dealing with drunks.
How do you feel when you're arresting somebody, let's say, drunk?
Well, anybody that deserves to be arrested, I feel good about it. Get the bad people off the streets.
Okay. Along with Hillsboro, I'm aware that there's a increasing gang activity. Do you feel safe in Hillsboro with this new gang activity happening?
Well, I feel safe. Yeah, there's a lot of gangs, and it's getting more and more prevalent. I also work in the jail, and there's actually quite a bit of gang activity in jail, too.
Like, how do you define gang activity in jail?
They usually group together and tend to pick on the people who are more likely to be victims. You know, in the jail, inmates are permitted to have, you know, they're permitted to buy candy, you know, when they get the chance to buy stuff through the commissary, and during normal meal times, a lot of times they're picked on to give up their food and stuff like that to these people. Also, they just there's a lot of assaults on inmates in the jail, and it occurs usually through these gang members.
Okay, along the jail lines, now Oregon's had a serious budget cuts in the year 2000, or somewhere around there.
2002.
Has this affected the police or the sheriff department at all?
Sure has. Over the whole state of Oregon in general, it's basically created less beds and less jail space, you know, less room to put the people we arrest, so we have to release people every day. On the average, about 17 people a day have to get released from the jail to make room for the people we do arrest.
So these people that are being released are, let's say, rapists and murderers?
No, nothing that major. It's usually, your minor crimes like, for instance, DUI, as soon as somebody sobers up, we usually let them go, or if they can have a responsible person come pick them up. So, you know, there's quite a few arrests there every night that never have to spend the night. And minor crimes, you know, like minor theft and maybe some, it depends. It depends on how good they've been behaving in jail and the severity of their crime, who gets let go.
Do you think that if us Orin were to give more beds to jails, do you think that it would help out more? You guys would be able to have enough room for all the criminals that you have, or do you think you would need more?
Oh, we would need considerably more. As it is, there are plans to increase the Washington County Jail in Hillsborough, provided we get the funding. But I think that even if we filled that up, there'd still be a need for more jails.
Well, how do you need more jails? Can you explain that more further?
Well, I think that as the population increases, there's always going to be an increase in crime.
Okay. Now, going along with population increase, people in Hillsborough are starting to increase in different races. How does this have any trend towards crime in Hillsborough?
I don't think it'll really change any different than the way it is right now. There are probably as many white criminals as there are Hispanic criminals in jail right now in Washington County. And it would probably stay that way no matter how the population grew.
So, do the police ever do any racial profiling? Like, in a specific area, do you think that police will arrest more Hispanic over white, or...?
Well, there's no such thing as profiling, but what there is, you know, it depends on the neighborhood that's being patrolled. I mean, you know, if you have a neighborhood that's predominantly Hispanic, chances are you're going to probably have predominantly Hispanic criminals. If you have a neighborhood that's predominantly white, you're going to have predominantly white criminals. And yeah, there's criminals that will move back and forth and pick on certain victims and stuff like that, but no, there's no, we don't do profiling. I mean, of the 3 DUI arrests I've made, 2 are white. And of all of the fraud crimes I've investigated, usually centers around white victims and typically white criminals. You know, so it really doesn't matter what race you come from. You know, there's quite a bit of crime out there, and it really doesn't matter who, you know, the victim. It could be any race, any ethnic background.
Okay. Going to the police activities, do you think that there's any police brutality within Hillsborough, or do you think it's pretty calm? Or
if there is, it's very, I'm not going to say minor, but it's small in relationship to, you know, the amount of bad cops out there is very, very small, the amount of good cops out there. And to say that there's bad cops, I don't think there's any really truly bad cops, but I think what there is sometimes you get a situation where people may get a little upset at all the crime that they see day after day after day, and some people tend to let it get to them. But it's very rare, and usually when it happens, there's a lot of disciplinary action that's taken, you know, so it gets nipped in the bud.
What kind of disciplinary action will be taken because the police caught it going through this?
Well, usually they'll, probably get reprimanded in some form or another, maybe some time without pay. If it's really serious, they may just get fired.
Okay.
It's unacceptable, so it's taken upon very seriously.
Do you think police are held to a higher standard?
Yes.
Over regular? Okay.
And they should be.
Let's see here. The way that crime's been going on in Hillsborough, do you think it's been staying consistent? Or do you think that crime has been changing over the past year that you've been...
I don't really have any statistics on it, quite frankly. I couldn't tell you if it's worse or if it's better. You know. It's pretty common sense, though, to think that if there's an increase in population, there's going to be an increase in crime.
Do you feel safe in Hillsborough with your family?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Going back to the gang activity, do you think it's focused within one area of Hillsborough, or do you think it's being spread out far?
Well, you have your good neighborhoods and your bad neighborhoods. I think that most of your gang-related activity is going to happen more, closer to the downtown areas anyways, where the greater population is. But I don't think it has to do with, whether you're living in Hillsborough or Forest Grove or Portland. Every one of those areas has, their own form of some kind of gang activity.
Okay. With the current war on drugs, do you think that has taken a toll on the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office?
What kind of toll?
Like, is your manning force focused mainly on drugs, or are you trying to go for everything else?
Oh, yeah, we go for any kind of crime that's out there, but and we try and protect everybody, no matter what, but methamphetamine is a really large focus, quite frankly, if we were to eliminate methamphetamine, a lot of other crimes would cease. Most of your fraud and ID theft is centered around methamphetamine, making money for purchasing meth. Quite a few people that we meet out there that have, problems with, with it, commit theft and whatnot, are generally have some relationship with methamphetamine, whether it's making it or selling it or using it.
Okay. With the war on drugs, do you think that most police officers are trying to focusing more on a certain type of crime? Let's say they hold a certain, methamphetamine over, because they're running low on manpower, they would hold a methamphetamine crime over a...
No. Whatever comes up, we deal with. Whoever calls for help, we go and help. It just tends that, that, like, for instance, I told you most of the crimes I have investigated are fraud and identity theft related. Well, that directly relates to the people that are committing those crimes have some relationship with methamphetamine. And that's just the way it happens. But it doesn't, we have certain task force and certain detectives that, work primarily to that end. But as far as the regular street cop out there, we just take what comes along.
Okay. Is Is there anything else that you think is needed for this topic, or?
No, I think that's about all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.